Good morning, Sunshine Country. We're going to get to that weather report in just a moment. But first, we have the opportunity this morning to visit with the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Charlotte Schmidt. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm good. I'm cold.
You got your big puffy coat on today.
I got my puffy coat. You know what? I got it cleaned, and then I had to go get it out of the closet this morning. It's like
you'd put it away for the season.
I did, actually. I shouldn't have done this. See, I probably brought
this
fault. Snow.
It's
I'm
your
sorry,
fault. Now right. We have the culprit of this whole thing is Charlotte Schmidt. There you go.
Dang it. Come on. I want to wear my sandals. Let's go here.
Oh, goodness. Well, we're not quite there yet.
I know.
But we're
know.
Knocking on the door. So
yes, we are.
How are things in the county?
So far, so good this week. Yeah. Yeah.
I think all of the wings, I did not remember a report from that the wings were taken off some of the graders and stuff for the snow removal.
Yes.
Kind of like you,
yes.
The same time you put your
yes.
coat away.
Yes, yes, yes. So, but I live in the country and it was kind of a slushy snow.
Very slushy.
And so, yeah. I mean, the road is just basically wet now.
Yeah.
I don't think they had to go remove anything.
Yeah, I don't think
on my road anyway, which I'm not at the top of the list. I want
no,
you to know that.
But I think the roads are fairly, after early this morning, we're pretty clear
yeah.
for the most part, my understanding.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway,
and
but
the city roads are just wet. So yeah. yeah.
All right. How was the Board of Supervisors meeting?
It was good today. It was good.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
All the supervisors present at the meeting.
Everybody was there today in person.
All right. All the routine preliminary items were approved.
All approved.
Audience comments?
We did not have any audience comments today.
Okay. Weekly committee assignment updates.
Nobody had any last week, kind of with the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Other associations, they kind of held off till this week.
Okay. All right. Then secondary roads update. What did you have
okay.
there?
Okay.
Snow removal. No, I'm just
no,
kidding.
No, she didn't even say anything about
no,
that.
No, I'm joking.
She's cold patching highways, started rocking Colberg area. Working in the shop on equipment on rainy days, cleaning up snow on highway throughout the county. So she did say that,
yeah.
So evidently. Low water crossing on 210th Street. The contractor, which is Nelson Rock, has started placing piling at the site on the west, east, and north sides. We'll start placing piling on the south side this week, weather permitting.
Mm-hmm.
Q&L Avenue Railroad Bridges, Cohorn. Do I say that right? COH.
Coron.
Coron. Sorry. Yeah. My gosh. Pardon me. Closed Q Avenue and started mobilizing equipment this week and putting together the crane at that site. They plan on starting the demolition of the bridge next week, weather permitting, and they plan to mobilize to the L Avenue Railroad Bridge April 20th, weather permitting.
Mm-hmm.
Secondary roads, they have an opening for a truck driver laborer. We'll be taking applications until Friday, April 24th at 3:30 in the engineer's office. Applications can be picked up at the engineer's office or in the auditor's office. The job posting and application are also on the county website.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. There's your report from engineer
That's
Karen
from
Albert.
Karen. Yeah, Karen Albert. Yep.
The Resilient Recoveries Update.
Okay,
tell me about that.
So this is Richard Mullen. And we 6 months ago we signed him on to he wanted to help with opioid and some other things, you know, mental health issues and you know within the county. And so he was going to give us a monthly update, and after the first couple of months we said, why don't you just do quarterly to us? So basically he just goes through the program. It's just, you know, evidence-based, person-centered service that supports individuals and families across multiple areas of need. Behavioral health, life skills, and recovery support. So since in the 6 months, he's had 101 appointments were attended within the first 6 months. And then he talked about what they engaged in, what were the services, anger management, co-parenting, eight dimensions of wellness, the art of letting go, conflict resolution. So he also does career planning and resume development. It just helps people.
Okay.
Then also he has some expanded services with the Montgomery County Jail. They're now being provided within the jail setting expanded access to justice-involved individuals and supporting reentry and recovery efforts. So,
okay.
And then also with South West Valley Middle School, implementation of age-appropriate curriculum tailored to youth, and then focus on early intervention, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, so those are some things that he's been doing and that's happened within the last 6 months. So, you know, that we know what we're spending our money on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, okay.
All right. Then... That was it for that.
That was
no,
it for
that. Was
that
just
was,
a
yeah.
report.
Yeah, yeah.
New business. Discuss canceling the regular meeting for April 14th and not to include the 9/15 hearing for the fiscal year 27 budget adoption and certification.
Right. And we have, basically, we have, you know, we're implementing a new software system with Tyler. And so there's training that has to be done. And in order for... is a lot of training. And so they're going to close the office on 2 days, Tuesday and Friday, for the auditor and for the treasurer. And then because all these people have to be in the training.
Yeah.
And we can't, you know, we don't have anybody just to back up. So that's why we're not having a regular meeting next week on April 14th. There'll be no regular board meeting. We'll move everything to the 21st. There really wasn't anything outstanding for last week. But next week, we will have the public hearing at 9:15 for the Montgomery County Fiscal Year 27 Budget Adoption and Certification.
Okay.
So that will take place. But the regular meeting will not.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. That was approved?
That was approved. Yeah.
The recorder's report of fees, March 31, $17,385.
Approved unanimously.
Then the sheriff's report of fees for March 31, $6,163.69.
Approved unanimously.
And then claims payable, $249,806.98.
Approved unanimously.
And then agenda items for the next meeting. Well, you just kind of touched on that.
Yeah. So next week is a public hearing. And then on the 21st of April, we'll have the treasurer's semiannual report and Lisa Cotter is going to come and join us from the city of Red Oak to present to the board. And so, and I'm sure we'll probably have some other things by the before the 21st. So anyway, but that's where we're at right now.
All right. Anything else we need to touch on?
Not that I can think of.
Very good.
Oh, I know the elevator. I did want to talk about that.
Tell me about the elevator.
Okay. The elevator's done, and they've called the state to see, have them come down and do the assessment on it. And so we're just waiting for them to come down. And
so once they sign off, it's good to go.
We're going
to
let you know.
All right.
We're going to let you know so you can announce it to the world.
All
so
right. Very good. So that's exciting to get that project behind you, hopefully soon.
Yes, please. Yeah. But that's what I said. They tweaked everything that needed to make sure that everything worked. And so
yeah.
She said, yes, it was all done. So
very cool.
Okay.
Charlotte Schmidt with me, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Nice to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for stopping by.
You bet.
Again, that's been Charlotte Schmidt, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors.
Time to slip over to the weather desk and take a detailed look at what's anticipated for us weather-wise as well as our current conditions. Brought to you at this hour as a service of your authorized Pioneer Seed.